This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to Manifestation Therapy, your trusted source for wisdom on the universal principles and the transformative magic integrating manifestation with the people that you support. I'm your host, Judy, and I'm thrilled to embark on this enlightening journey with you. In every episode, we'll unravel the timeless secrets of the universe, explore the art of conscious creation, and dive deep into manifestation therapy's incredible potential. Whether you're a seasoned practitioner or just starting your quest for a more abundant and fulfilling life for yourself and your clients, this podcast will support your growth, inspiration, and empowerment. So let's ignite the power within, align our thoughts with the energy we desire, and be our best potential. Welcome to Manifestation Therapy's podcast. Hello, everyone. My name is Judy, and I'm thrilled to be here with you on this podcast journey. I've always had a deep passion for personal growth, self-improvement, and exploring the fascinating world of the human mind. Over the years, I've delved into various modalities and practices that have helped me evolve and navigate life's challenges. Through this podcast, I aim to share my insights, experiences, and the wisdom of experts I've had the privilege to learn from. Whether you're here to discover new perspectives, seek inspiration, or simply enjoy some engaging conversations, I really hope that you'll find value in the topics that I explore. This podcast and manifestation therapy have been developed for supportive professionals to amplify their practice and be their best potential. Today's topic is just that, manifestation therapy. I'm going to summarize what it is, how it can benefit individuals that use it, and their clients, as well as a brief review of how it works and where it comes from. Personally, I started manifesting very young, working with energy and my goals. I also struggled with a lot of trauma, self-esteem, and I went through a lot of depression. I lost a lot of people I cared about throughout my life, and eventually I found myself kind of stuck in that loss. I discovered people in books like Eckhart Tolle, The Secret, Abraham Hicks, and Louise Hay, just to name a few. Around that same time that I felt so completely lost. Although through all those readings and learning about the law of attraction and mindfulness, I began to focus more on what I wanted and less on what I did not want. So a lot less on the lack. It's been about 16 years now since I began the process of really focusing on energy and manifesting. And I have manifested things from education without debt, vehicles, homes, relationships, my children, and most importantly, joy and abundance. I have an amazing job, a thriving practice, and I'm supporting clients to successfully change in their own healing journeys. So what is manifestation therapy? Well, let's look at what it is exactly. We all have different modalities that we use with individuals we support. I've been trained in Satir psychology, motivational interviewing, cognitive behavioral therapy, dialectical behavioral therapy, emotionally focused therapy, trauma incident reduction, and so much more. I am a certified brain spotting practitioner, which I love. I have taken workshops in personality disorders, attachment, addiction, gambling, internal family systems, and others. I have degrees in social developmental studies, social work, and master's in social work. And I'm not telling you all this to brag. I'm just letting you know that I use other modalities. But manifestation therapy is a modality to use as a supportive professional in all professions. It uses the principles of the universe and energy to guide individuals into a mindset shift and make their goals a reality. Manifestation literally means that, making something a reality. I know that a lot of people focus on the law of attraction as the only guiding principle of manifestation, but the truth is there's 12 actual laws of the universe that guide how energy connects, exists, and transforms into reality. Setting a goal, having a desire, creating a plan, and having it manifest into reality is all about energy. That isn't to say I talk to my clients and encourage them to do energy work when I'm practicing manifestation therapy professionally, but understanding it is important as a supportive professional. Not everyone is as open-minded to energy and how it works. I have used all the skills and modalities I've learned in my career, as well as all the education I had beginning to work with clients with success. However, the clients that have reached their best potential, that have had the fastest mindset shifts, and reached their goals with the best clarity, are those that I would guide through manifestation therapy steps in addition to other modalities. The benefits of using manifestation therapy with clients is faster mindset shift, amazing results, and increasing success rate. Cognitive behavioral therapy is manifestation therapy without the energy to back it up. A lot of people talk about how manifesting isn't science, how it's woo-woo and dreamy. Cognitive behavioral therapy is connecting your thoughts, emotions, and behaviors. Manifestation therapy is understanding that your thoughts, emotions, and behaviors, as well as what's happening in your body and outside of it, is just about energy. People do not believe that it works because they cannot see the research that backs it up. It isn't evidence-based, as they say. Having seen countless success stories in my real-life clients and having experienced the power of using the universal principles in my own life, I cannot deny the benefit of others using it in their practice. Some professionals just become stuck on how to use it when working with others. They may have manifested some of their own goals, and they may be building awareness around their own limiting beliefs or imprinted messages, but they just have no idea how to guide the people they work with through doing the same. Manifestation therapy is an answer to that. It provides clear steps, strategies, techniques to use when working with others. It's also not meant to replace modalities or skills already used. It is meant to enhance these. Massage therapists can use it to support their clients in pain management or release techniques. Nurses can use it to support their patients in feeling and thinking better. Dietitians can use the techniques of manifestation therapy to support their client in reaching their nutrition goals. Life, sports, or professional coaches can and really should use manifestation therapy to improve the success of their clients. Psychotherapists, social workers, psychologists can use it with their clients to release trauma and move forward. Anyone can benefit from integrating manifestation therapy into their current practices. So, is it really woo-woo? Nope. It's actually based on neuroscience, on quantum physics. It takes the neuroplasticity of our brains into account and the way our bodies work within and with our environments. Although it may not have the evidence-based science of how our digestive tract works, it is how energy works. Now, everything is energy. Everything is made up of energy. All this energy moves. It moves in ways that it resonates with other energy forms. Everything that this energy does is based on cause and effect, on compensation. We get what we put out. Energy of the same frequency attracts other energy of the same frequency. Energy can shift and transform into other forms of energy. Energy has opposite poles of frequency. So everything in our universe is in rhythmic cycles. Our bodies, the earth, nature, everything is in a pattern or a cycle. These patterns have feminine and masculine sides. Understanding all of these principles about energy around us and within us supports manifestation of reality, guiding our own energy into what we want to be reality. Every thought we have is energy in our brains. The synapsis of the neurons is energy. The chemicals in our brains that are created from our environmental nourishment, from our behaviors, from our thoughts, is energy. Thoughts push the starter on the emotional energy in our brains, which is directly connected to the responses of our bodies in feeling this energy. So for example, let's say I had the thought, I am sad. Well, that would release the synapsis of the thought into the emotion of sadness, and I might frown, I might get teary, my body might tense up. Though that is all energy happening. So what behavioral response we release is also energy. If I cried, then the person next to me, let's say it's my daughter, she might become concerned or frustrated that I'm sad. She's having a thought in response to what's happening to me. We're sharing energy. When we realize this and understand how the energy flows, we can manipulate it and engage it to shift ourselves into the energetic frequency that will support our best potential. I'm going to repeat that. When we realize how to use the energy that we have and understand how it flows, we can manipulate and engage it to shift ourselves into the energetic frequency that will support our best potential. Empowering others to understand the power of their thoughts, the abilities of their emotion to guide their bodies, and their behavior is manifestation therapy. This is why I've created the manifestation therapy course, the certification program. It's to benefit others in supporting their own clients in success. Supportive practice in universal principles. I hope everyone listening will take a look at manifestationtherapy.com and send any questions or share their own experiences at info@manifestationtherapy.com. You can find me on Insta at writenbhappy, that's WRITENB happy, and TikTok at manifestation_therapy. Although my Insta is a lot of family pictures, I try to post frequently in relation to manifestation therapy too. My TikTok, I've just recently been starting and talking about the different universal principles. I'm not exactly an extrovert. Future podcasts, I'm hoping, will deal with the different principles as well as a lot of topics around manifestation and manifestation therapy to support and offer some guidance to others out there trying to integrate these practices with their own clients. But definitely check out the Universal Principles course on my website and join the community to get blog posts and upcoming launches of the course itself. All right, it's time to wrap up today's chat about manifestation therapy. I hope you found some nuggets of wisdom, inspiration, or maybe even a spark of curiosity to explore further. Remember, whether you're a seasoned pro or just dipping your toes into this fascinating world of energy, it's all about the journey of guiding others and ourselves through self-discovery and growth. Keep those positive vibes flowing, stay focused on your goals, and trust the process. Always remember, you've got the power to shape your reality. So until next time, stay positive, be your best potential, and stay tuned for more engaging conversations on this podcast. Catch you on the flip side.